Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show today. Today is Saturday, June 3rd, and we have some very special guests this morning, or this afternoon, depending on your time zone. JV and Tej. Hi, guys. Are you there? Hello? Hi, guys. Are you there? I guess we're having some technical difficulties. Try this again. Going on. Bummer.
Can I mute? Hello?
Hello, are you there?
We are.
Hi, guys. Sorry about that little glitch.
Hi,
how
Catherine.
Are you?
That's
this is
all
Catherine.
Right. We're doing great.
Awesome. Thanks so much for calling back in.
No problem.
Oh, no doubt. We're happy to be here.
Awesome. So I just want to tell everyone a little bit about you guys. So JV and T. I'm going to get that right.
It seems
so
like you have
guys,
everybody with you, so.
It's only 9 o'clock here.
All good.
Yeah. You're
so
drinking
you
coffee,
guys
we're
all...
drinking beers.
Ah, definitely drinking coffee, right? So you guys evolved during the golden era of hip-hop. And as
you
friends
sure
from
did.
An early age, you wrote some rhymes together that would eventually become your signature brand of music. So tell us about you and just tell us everything. Love to hear it.
All right. Well, I mean, we'll start. I've been friends with JV since the fourth grade. And when we were growing up, you know, it was a big rock era. It was a big grunge era. But JV and I, you know, we were really into hip hop, and we were that music kind of brought us together. And, you know, we grew up with the classics, you know, loving the Beastie Boys and just listening to LL. And like you said, the golden era of hip hop. And it was really that same love of music that we had, which has really brought us together. And that eventually led to, you know, school talent shows and then writing our own music, doing an independent release, and then just, you know, everything just went from there. So it's been a great friendship, and music has really been our bond.
Oh, that's good. I absolutely, absolutely just love hip-hop so much.
Right? If you don't, you're crazy.
It's the party music. There's nothing wrong with party
I
music.
Know. No, hip-hop, it hits you somewhere special, you know?
You know, you're absolutely right. It really does. I mean, it's just amazing. And you guys are uber talented and super talented. So where do you guys live
Thank
and where
you.
Have you been performing?
We're in upstate New York, and we do a lot of shows locally. And we're working on trying to branch out here and do some stuff regionally with some other acts like Connecticut, and we would love to get into like the Miami and Las Vegas market, so we're always efforting to work on those things. So we're hustling and looking to get anywhere we can. We'd love to perform. That's our favorite thing is live music, live parties.
This project has really been kind of a regional project we've been doing. I mean, JV and I, we've done the 30 city tours. We've performed all over America, but we just haven't branched out on this particular project yet.
Wow, amazing. Yeah, I think Miami would be, like, awesome. And Vegas. I mean, wow,
yeah,
that would be
no
so
doubt.
Cool. Definitely.
It'd be a nice little market to get into. And the thing is you know, the music that we're writing these days just fit those markets so well. You know, our sound on this latest EP is kind of comparable to, like, a Pitbull, like a really a party scene type vibe. So it's kind of cool.
Oh, my God, that is awesome. That is so cool. So your latest release is called Turn It Up.
Yes.
Yep.
Awesome. And is that playing on the radio and stuff there?
We are starting to get some FM spins. We have some stations in New York that are spinning it. So we're getting a lot of support, you know, from the hometown, you know, in the capital region of New York. Also reaching out to, you know, internet radio shows like yours, you know, that are going across the country. So we've really been having some great success with Turn It Up. You know, people are really taking to it, which gets us excited, you know.
Oh, my gosh, absolutely. How awesome. So do you get to travel a lot?
We do a little bit. You know, we're still trying to market this. The Turn It Up is part of an EP that we're just finishing up. We actually came in to do this interview from the studio. So we're getting this all locked up. Everything should be done within the next week or two. Everything on iTunes, you know, every spot where you can get music. So we'll start branching everything out and pushing it out like crazy with this entire EP with Turn It Up as the lead song coming out.
But I travel for pleasure, not always business, Miss Catherine.
Still have you?
That being an artist these days is just so much better because of all the social media outlets. Don't you feel that way?
Yeah, no doubt. You know, it gives you so many different ways to put your music out there and connect with people. You know, you can really see who likes your style of music and connect with fans or people that are digging your stuff. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, and you can almost target your audience nowadays, you know. And JV and I, we've been in it for a while. But nowadays, it's amazing what you can just do on your own, you know, with social media, just really putting your stuff out there for the masses. And you know immediately, you know, if it's going to be accepted or not. So it's kind of cool.
That is awesome. I know it's so different from the old days, you know, where you just really have to hire a zillion people to represent you and find outlets for you and, you know, get
mm-hmm.
just basically get your stuff out there. And now you can go to just about any place online. And like you guys just said, put it out there, see if people like it. And then it must be really
mm-hmm.
exciting to see such an overwhelmingly positive response, right?
Yeah, no question.
Yeah, it's been great. The response has been good, and we're pretty psyched about it.
Gosh, that's awesome. So let's see, who would you like to perform with? Who is your idol? And who do you look up to, and who would you just love to be on stage performing with?
No, we've been talking lately. We always bring up different artists and producers, and Timbaland is like one that is just nonstop. We've been discussing like the past month. His music, his beats, his style is just unbelievable. We would love to work with him, perform with him. He's probably at the top of the list right now. But we love every kind of music. So you got, you know, Puff Daddy, Timbaland, Dr. Dre, all those artists. But Timbaland's the one that's really, you know, kind of stepping up where we're really thinking about, man, it'd be great to get in touch or work something out and perform or do a track with them.
Oh, cool. Absolutely. That would be awesome. You never know what could happen, right? Just keep getting your name out there. Keep reaching
yeah.
out to as many people as possible, right?
Exactly.
That's right. You can't rest on what you've done. You just got to keep, you know, making new stuff, getting the new stuff out there, and just keep refining your craft. You know, you can't really rest on, you know, your previous accomplishments. No matter how good it may have been, you got to always keep, you know, pushing forward.
Absolutely. And I understand that you actually donate a portion of proceeds from your albums and clothing sales to the City Mission Backpack Program. That is really outstanding, you guys.
Thank you.
It's a great program for the city. We've been down there actually
packing the bags.
Yeah, packing the bags. And that's fun for us. We know we're doing something positive, and
mm-hmm.
there's a lot of great kids in this area that are actually working on music, you know, some young kids. And if we can give them some inspiration and help out with kids in our town, it's something that we try to do.
Sometimes it's hard to believe that in this day and age in America, there's still kids right here in our hometown that don't have a meal on the weekends.
Yeah.
I know, in 2017, right? It's kind of crazy think about that.
It really is. Right in our hometown, there's some starving kids.
That's what the program does. It packs, you know, a backpack and it gives them granola bars and snacks to have for the weekend because maybe their parents aren't around or they don't have enough resources to get them food.
Right.
So they have stuff to get them through the weekend before they come back to school and can be involved in their lunch program.
That is so awesome. It's just shocking to realize that happens today, right?
Yeah. It's a crazy world, Miss Catherine.
It is. But you guys are making it better, and we appreciate that.
We're trying.
We're efforting, for sure.
Absolutely. So what's on the horizon in the next, like, for the summer for you guys?
Well, you know, like JV had mentioned, you know, we're just wrapping up the EP. The EP's coming out. It's going to be 5 songs, and it's actually, you know, I think we're going to call the EP 5. Because, to be honest with you, it's probably the best 5 tracks that we have done to date, and we're pretty psyched about it. So that's going to probably hit iTunes in the next couple of weeks. We have a big summer kickoff show that we do on June 24th, and we've been doing it for a couple years now, and we pack the house. People look forward to it. It's a hell of a show, and we're going to take that momentum and just carry it through the summer and rock as many shows as possible. And we'll just, you know, we love performing live. The sound and the music kind of provide that live sound and atmosphere. So we're just going to take it as far as we can.
Oh, that is so cool. And you've also played with Natasha Bedingfield and Sugar Ray.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're no strangers to the live performance, and we have opened up for, my goodness, countless national acts.
Naughty by Nature was that?
Naughty by Nature, Natasha Bedingfield, Coolio. And it's been awesome to just have that opportunity to share the stage with some of these great acts. And we really love that. Like I said, you know, we've been doing it for a while, no stranger to the stage. And, you know, we had a good relationship with some of the local stations that when they brought a national act through, they'd let us jump on and do our thing.
Oh man, that is really cool. When I heard about that, I was like,
yes.
Wow, outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever guys ever get nervous up there on stage?
You know, it's funny. We get real excited. We get really amped up. We usually have this tradition now where if it's a local show, Tej comes over, hangs out, and we hang out from about 3 p.m. till about, you know, like 9 before we take off
right.
the venue. But it's like we'll just be going over our lyrics and going over our stuff. You know,
pacing.
Yeah, pacing around. You know, one time, we're big Star Wars guys. So we're like, let's just throw in one of the new Star Wars movies. And literally 10 minutes into it, we're like, we're not even paying attention to what's
Couldn't
going
focus.
On right now. We're like, let's just pace around like a bunch of idiots.
Yeah, so, I mean, the short answer is yes. We get nervous.
But
still, after hundreds of shows, we still get nervous. But you know what? I think it's that nervousness that really just brings you into the moment and just kind of sharpens you to really give your best performance. If you didn't get nervous, that would make me nervous.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, I've actually heard that from other artists. You are absolutely right about that.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's part of the adrenaline rush of doing it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? Absolutely.
No.
So you guys live in upstate New York. How's upstate New York today?
Is a balmy 65 in the beautiful capital region of New York.
Yeah.
That's
right.
Actually not too bad. Yeah.
It's a beautiful
good.
Day. It's just June and you think it would be about 85, but it's you know, it's all good.
Yeah, we'll take it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I sure hope you guys get to come out to the West Coast sometime. I would love to meet you and I would love to see you guys perform.
We would love to.
We'd love to see you, Miss Catherine. You know, we have a couple of connects out there.
Cool.
We're working with a publishing company that's actually, you know, looking to play some of our songs in TV and film. So we're actually hoping to get a trip out there to see them. So when we come out there to see our publishing company, we're definitely going to look you up.
Oh my gosh, that would be so awesome. I think that you would be so well received out here, seriously. Seattle just doesn't offer a lot of good hip hop, in my opinion. You know, it's kind of still the grungy and I guess rock and roll, you know. But I think
you got some decent stuff coming out of Seattle.
Yeah.
You got who am I listening to from out of Seattle? Saul? You listen to Saul at all? S-O-L?
I haven't.
Common Market. I mean, those guys, they did their thing back in the day. The Cinematics, that was some great Seattle hip-hop. I'm a Seattle native. I lived out in Seattle when I was a bit younger, and the hip-hop scene was on the DL, but it was pretty hip, you know, and there's still some decent stuff coming out of Seattle that I try to get my hands on every now and then.
Yeah.
I mean,
you got
Macklemore.
Yeah, Macklemore.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I know,
Macklemore.
Listen, Macklemore. The first time I heard Macklemore, he was a feature on the Cinematics, you know, and that was a pretty good track.
Well, we're down to come out though, Miss Catherine. If you find some venue and you want to put something together, you let us know. We'll
be
out
there.
That's so cool.
Without question, you just let us know. We'll come out and hang out and do our thing.
Oh my God, that would be so cool. And you're right about Macklemore. That totally slipped my mind, but I absolutely love Macklemore.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's talented.
Yeah, he's got his own sound, you know,
and
he took the music industry by storm. You know, they weren't ready for an independent guy like that coming out of Seattle who got to the point where he was leasing major label services because he was just doing his own thing, and you just got to respect that.
You totally do. Absolutely. I have a good feeling that you guys are just going to really be household names and you have such a good attitude and such a good presence, you know, good energy.
Thank you, Miss Catherine. It's been a pleasure.
Of course.
Awesome.
Oh, my God. Please let everyone know where they can find you guys. I need to look you up on Facebook and Twitter.
Well, I mean, our webpage is stayfreshrecords.com. I mean, you just do a Google search for JV and T's, and the first three pages is just about everything about us. You can find our music on iTunes, Google, Amazon, Spotify, Deezer, Groove, just about anywhere that anybody listens to music, JV and Tej are on it. So really just all you got to do is punch in JV and Tej and you're well on your way. And if you want it for free, go to SoundCloud.
If you can say it like I can, right?
Yeah, right. It's JV and Tej.
I love it. You guys are amazing, and I hope we could stay in touch. I want to hear everything. How are you doing this summer? What's going on? I think you guys are amazing and just so talented and really fun, too.
Thanks, Miss Catherine. Well, we're going to start following you if we haven't already, and hopefully you do
the same,
and we're going to keep tabs on you.
All right. I love to
hear
that. You guys have been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for coming on today.
Thanks
for having us.
My pleasure.
Bye,
have a good day and have a great weekend, guys. I hope to talk to you soon.
All right, you too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you. So that was JV and Tej, everyone. Please check them out. Facebook, Twitter, everywhere. They're just amazing, and I really feel like they're going to be a household name one of these days. So check out Stay Fresh. Check out Turn It Up. Awesome. So thanks again, guys. I hope everybody has a really, really good weekend, and we will see you next time. Take care. Bye.